Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Another Monday morning. Happy to be here and happy to have you listening. And I'm going to devote a lot of this hour to defending Donald Trump because the craziness has gone too far. It's just, it's gone too far. And when it was culminated when Maxine Waters said she might run for president. Can you imagine? Must have an IQ of 50. So I'm going to begin with an opening statement, and then I'm going to read something I received. It's from an anonymous source, but when you hear it, it's fact-laden. So it's not an anonymous source kind of putting forth all these radical conspiracy theories. That's why I'm going to read it, because I get a lot of communication and emails from people who send me something. Did you know that Trump was a member of this and Obama was a member? There's no documentation or even inference or reference of material to support it. So, as I've said many times on this show, I stay away from that stuff. I stay away from it. So my statement is, we're 6 months into the Trump presidency now, and it's time to separate reality from fantasy, and it's time to bring back real journalism, which doesn't exist, because the far left media in this country is just atrocious on television, in print. They're just horrendous, and they, I think, are in large part for a poll that just came out, and I don't even pay much attention to polls. Just to show you the lunacy of this, like Trump or hate Trump, a poll was taken to find out how many would like to see Trump impeached. It was 42 to 42. And the lunacy of it is, for what? For being the kind of pompous braggadocio he is? For being himself? That's impeachable? And yet Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama sell this country out time after time. And how dare anyone talk about impeachment? I just wish, well, there's a lot of things to get done, that Jeff Sessions would start an investigation into Hillary Clinton. Let's get her behind bars where she belongs. But enough. Get rid of fantasy and let's start with real journalism again. Because we're missing it, and we're missing it really big. Trump, say what you want. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you think. I mean, I do in a sense. But one individual's opinion isn't going to affect my life. I'm not on a crusade to save the world. So Trump has done a really good job, and the people have to be reminded that, yeah, he's rough, he's inexperienced, he's a loudmouth. There's no denying it. And it ticks off a lot of people. But, you know, what I always say, it's actions. And I'm going to support what I just said about him being a loudmouth and lacking dignity. Because that's the theme, the basic theme of at least the first half of today's show. He's increased personal freedom and productivity. He's brought us back from the brink of European socialism. He's gone after ISIS. He is. He has a vision here. He's eliminated 16-year-old federal regulations for every new one put into place. He's made American foreign policy absolutely sane again by aligning us with Israel and pulling out of the nonsense Paris Climate Accord. You can talk about all you want about the Northern Wall, but it's coming. It's coming, and he knows that that's what got him elected. In the meanwhile, we've had a tremendous drop in illegal border crossings, down over 70%. And the president suggesting the consequences of people violating this evidently is working. Stock market's up, unemployment's down, housing sales are up, ISIS is down, and Trump's brutal thrashing of our utterly corrupt and dishonest news media, honestly, while aggravating because of the effect they're having with all these investigations, it's been a pleasure to watch. It really has. So where we are right now is kind of a turning point. It's a turning point on where we go here in the future. It's an impossible situation to rectify and to perfect. But I'm going to give you a monologue. Now, again, I want to be very, very careful here. I'm going to read you an article that came through on my computer to me. I turned around and sent this article out to about 25 of my conservative friends and one very liberal friend. I've been bombarded with fantastic, great, sensational, except the one liberal. Let me see if I can read you what he said. Wait a minute, as we go to a break before I get into this article. Stay with me. All right, here it is. Although it reads, my leftist friends, I know you didn't write this absurd narrative because I cannot believe that so much hate and separation can come from you. Well, think again, my friend. Without discussing Trump's personality, it's clear that his behavior and commitments via his daily stupid tweets do not exist in creating a better unifying atmosphere. Unify with who, Chuck Schumer? You may think anything you like about the fake media, but listening to Trump's lies, misstatements, far from reality comments, non-fact evidences, makes you miss any reasonable media, including Fox News. And then he ends it with something personal. And my friend Stu, I'm looking forward when I return from my overseas trip to having lunch with you. This guy is really quite brilliant. I mentioned it, the fact that he and I go to lunch once a month and see each other a couple of other times during the month. And he's proof positive that as intelligent as you are, and he's quite intelligent, you can't, and that's why I have far less aggravation in my life. You can't even begin to try to convince these people who have some kind of mental block and are under the hypnosis of Barack Obama. So I've given up, but I sent out 25. I got back one negative response. I'm not going to read all the positive responses, like, right on, Stu. Thanks for sending this. I couldn't have sent it better. And now I'm going to read something that I think will will support it. You got to be with me on this, but it's really worth listening to, because I do not send out 25 copies of something to other people unless I think it's truly exceptional. We're going to continue for a good part of the hour on this, on Jared Kushner and another setup. He's making a defense coming up this week. And I don't think we should impeach Trump, his son, or Jared Kushner. Do you? I mean, I say that tongue-in-cheek. It's insane. But these leftist fanatics, and that includes a core of many people who I once considered moderate, these left-wing fanatics are going to go after Trump for 4 or 8 years. I mean, I don't know how we'd want to stay 8 years. So when I come back, I'm going to read this, with or without your permission.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Jack Welch, and you're listening to Stu Taylor on Business.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game.
To Tommy Edwards, I mean, what a voice, what a voice. I love that, and I love Please, Mr. Sun. I won't sing either one to you because the risk is too great. So here's the article. I'm going to read this verbatim. I'm going to do my very best, which is not always easy to do since I like to improvise, to keep my mouth shut on my and injecting my own personal opinions into this article. You'll really want to listen, and I would be particularly interested if any anti-Trump people would respond to this article. Now, my brilliant friend who responded is obviously irrational. And there's no debate. You know, and I sent him an email back, keep drinking the Kool-Aid, and look forward to having lunch with you when you get back. You know, there's no carryover here. Those kinds of people I stop interacting with. So here it is. My leftist friends, as well as many ardent never-Trumpers, constantly ask me if I'm not bothered by Donald Trump's lack of decorum. They ask if I don't think his tweets are, quote, beneath the dignity of the office. Here's my answer. What an answer. We right-thinking people have tried dignity. There could not have been a man of more quiet dignity than George W. Bush as he suffered the outrageous lies and politically motivated hatreds that undermined his presidency. We tried statesmanship. Could there be another human being on this earth who so desperately prized collegiality as John McCain? I don't agree with that. Here I go. We tried propriety. Has there ever been a nicer human being ever than Mitt Romney? And the results were always the same. This is because while we were playing by the rules of dignity and collegiality and propriety, the left has been for the past 60 years engaged in a knife fight where only the rules of those of Saul Alinsky and the Chicago mob reigned. I just want to, I said I wouldn't, but if you go to my homepage, StuTaylor.com, and go on my Paul Ryan interview, which is on the homepage, after he was so nice and he was dumped over by a disgusting Joe Biden, but the suckers went for it, of course, and I asked Ryan, and he said, oh, no, he's not going to give up dignity. Well, I said then it was a mistake, and I'll say it now. If you're in the gutter, you're in the gutter, and if you don't fight like you're in the gutter, you lose. I don't find anything dignified, collegial, or proper about Barack Obama's lying about what went down on the streets of Ferguson in order to ramp up racial hatreds, because racial hatreds serve the Democratic Party. I don't see anything dignified in lying about the deaths of four Americans in Benghazi and imprisoning an innocent young filmmaker to cover your tracks. I don't see anything statesmanlike in weaponizing the IRS to be used to destroy your political opponents and any dissent. Yes, Obama was articulate and polished, but in no way was he in the least bit dignified, collegial, or proper. The left has been engaged in a war against America since the rise of the children of the 60s. To them, it has been an all-out war where nothing is held sacred and nothing is seen beyond the pale. It has been a war they fought with violence, the threat of violence, and demagoguery and lies from one day, the one violent takeover of the universities till today. Universities, by the way, are a rather dangerous place to go if you express your personal opinion, as I'm sure you all know. The problem is that through these years, the left has been the only side fighting this war. While the left has been taking a knife to anyone who stands in their way, the right has continued to act with dignity, collegiality, and propriety. With Donald Trump, this has all come to an end. Donald Trump is America's first wartime president in the culture war. During wartime, things like dignity and collegiality simply aren't the most essential qualities one looks for in their warriors. Ulysses Grant was a drunk whose behavior in peacetime might have well seen him drummed out of the army for conduct unbecoming. Had Abraham Lincoln applied the peacetime rules of propriety and booted Grant, the Democrats might well be holding their slaves today. Lincoln rightly recognized, I cannot spare this man. He fights. General George Patton was a vulgar talking son of a bee. In peacetime, this might have seen him stripped of rank. But had President Roosevelt applied the normal rules of decorum, then Hitler and the socialists would barely be five decades into their thousand-year Reich. Trump is fighting. And what's particularly delicious is that, like Patton standing over the battlefield, as his tanks obliterated Rommel's, he's shouting, "You magnificent bastards, I read your book." That is just the icing on the cake. But it's wonderful to see that not only is Trump fighting, he's defeating the left using their own tactics. That book is Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, a book so essential to the liberals' war against America that it is and was the playbook for the entire Obama administration and the subject of Hillary Clinton's senior thesis. It is a book of such pure evil that just as the rest of us would dedicate our book to those we most love, to whom we are most indebted, Alinsky dedicated his book to Lucifer. I'll say that again. Alinsky dedicated his book to Lucifer. I saw an old film clip of Alinsky on television being interviewed by one of the news journalists back then, and he was proud of that. Trump's tweets may seem rash and unconsidered, but in reality, he's doing exactly what Alinsky suggested his followers do. First, instead of going after the fake media, and they are so fake that they have gotten literally every single significant story of the past 60 years, not just wrong, but diametrically opposed to the truth, from the Tet Offensive to Benghazi, to what really happened on the streets of Ferguson, Missouri. Trump isolated CNN. He made it personal. Then, just as Alinsky suggests, he employs ridicule, which Alinsky described as the most powerful weapon of all. I'm going to continue with this article. My own personal opinion is this is a great article. It's filled with fact. We'll come back. I've got a lot more to read on this wonderful article.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
You have a list of bills that were passed.
Thank you. My God.
You
know, doing an interview with you, it's like being a jukebox. You push all the right buttons.
Ah, great memories. Okay, I apologize to those who were just joining us and missed the first half of this printed email that came to me, and I don't cite a source on this, but it doesn't matter because I'm not saying anything that isn't pretty close to being factual. As I said at the beginning, if it were filled with conspiracy theories, and I would not read it, no matter how interesting or sensational it was. But I agree with absolutely everything that's said here, so let me continue. Everyone gets that it's not just CNN. In fact, in a world where Al Sharpton and Rachel Maddow, Paul Krugman and Nicholas Kristof are people of influence and whose reporting is in no way significantly different than CNN's, CNN is just a piker. Most importantly, Trump's tweets have put CNN in an untenable and unwinnable position. With Trump's ability to go around them, they cannot simply stand pat. They need to respond. That leaves them with only two choices. They can either go high, Hillary, and Michelle Obama, it's disgusting, as Hillary would disingenuously declare herself, and the fake news world would be disingenuously report as the truth, and begin to honestly and accurately report the news, or they can double down on their usual tactics and hope to defeat Trump with twice their usual hysteria and demagoguery. The problem for CNN and other outlets that you know about with the former is that if they were to start honestly reporting the news, that would be the end of the Democrat Party. I'm going to say this again, that if they were to start reporting the news honestly, that would be the end of the Democrat Party they serve. It is nothing but the incessant use of fake news. That's propaganda that keeps the left alive. Imagine, for example, if CNN had honestly and accurately reported then-candidate Barack Obama's close ties to foreign terrorists, Rashid Khalid, domestic terrorists. Imagine still teaching, I think, at Eastern Illinois. He should have been executed, William Ayers. And by the way, a very good friend of Barack Obama's, who I believe wrote Obama's books, The Mafia, that's Tony Resco, where Obama entered into an illegal real estate deal. Resco went to jail. Obama went on to become worshipped. All the true evils of his spiritual mentor, Jeremiah Wright's church. Why did you need any more information regarding Barack Obama to know what he truly is and was at the time? Imagine if they had honestly and accurately conveyed the evils of Obama's administration and the weaponizing of the IRS to be used against their political opponents are the running of guns, remember that, to the Mexican cartels, or the truth about the murder of Ambassador Christopher Stevens and Obama's administration cover-up. And there's a list here. I'm not going to, this is a separate subject. But there is a rather bona fide documented list of 48 people who had affiliations with the Clintons, where there was the threat and intimidation of them testifying. They're dead. Don't hear about that in the news. So this makes going high a non-starter for CNN. This leaves them no other option but to ratchet up the fake news, conjuring up the next burger. That is the nothing burger. I hate jumping on expressions that everyone uses, but I'm reading this and devoting 24 hours a day to hysterical rants about how it's worse than Nixon. This obviously is what CNN has chosen to do. The problem is that as they become more hysterical, they become more and more obvious. Each new effort at even faker news than before and faker outrage only makes that much more clear to any objective observer that Trump is and always has been right about the fake news media. Like him or don't like him. And I'm the first one to come on here and say that he's obnoxious. He's our last hope to save this country from the takeover of socialism, the fifth column. Any way you want to describe it, he's our last salvation. And by causing the hysteria, Trump has forced them into numerous high, embarrassing, and discrediting mistakes. But you don't hear about, you don't see that about that in the news. I mean, why would that be focused on? I can't tell you how many times a week I see, read reports from reputable sources like the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Times, even Fox, which has become much more moderate. And stories that should be headline news are either buried in page 36 in a small column by the New York Times, are not even mentioned at all on ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and MSNBC. And you have to realize that the majority of people, if you engage in, I'm sorry, I'm interrupting this article, but you have to realize that the majority of people you engage in conversation with on the outside are uninformed. They're not stupid. There's a difference between stupidity and ignorance. I'm ignorant in many, many ways. I don't know about certain positions or things, not because of my lack of intellect, because I don't have interest. How could you not have interest in the future of your country, your children's and grandchildren's survival and future? It will remain mystifying to me. Now, I want to get back to this. The flailing of Trump has even seen them cross the line into criminality, with CNN using their vast corporate fortune to hunt down a private citizen for having made fun of them in an internet memo. The threat to dox, release of personal information to discourage co-ideologists who visit, violence upon them and his family. A political satirist was chilling that it was clear it wasn't meant just for him. If it were, there would have been no reason for CNN to have made their deal with him publicly. Instead, CNN, playing by Chicago rules, was sending a message to any and all: dissent will not be tolerated. This heavy-banded hysterical response to a joke on the internet has backfired on CNN, giving rise only to more righteous ridicule. So to my friends on the left, and I'm happy to say I don't have many, and the never-Trumpers as well, do I wish we lived in a time where our president could be collegial and dignified and proper? Of course I do. Those aren't the times. This is war. We are, I believe, engaged in World War III, and it's domestic. It won't be analogous to the Civil War, but it is a fight of culture, a fight of ideology. This is war. And it's a war that the left has been fighting without opposition for the past 50 years. In conclusion, say anything you want about this president. I get it. He can be vulgar. He can be crude. He can be undignified at times. I don't care. I can't spare this man. He fights. Show me one other fighter. One other fighter. Usually you say, well, there are two or three that I could entrust to a particular task, a particular mode of behavior that would correct the problems we're facing. I can't think of one other person who won't compromise or sell his soul or side with his party for fear of repercussion. And it's just like in Hollywood. Believe me, there are repercussions. That's the end of the article. My email is stu@stutaylor.com. I think that article was right on. Please acknowledge and send me a note.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Life stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
I'm Dick Morris. When I visit Boston, I don't go to see the Red Sox. I listen to Stu Taylor on Business.
All right, our final segment, and I'm going to have this one revolve around. I've already gotten emails saying, what a great article. I wish I could take credit for it. I can't. What a terrific article. I'm saving this one, and I'm going to have to go through the same thing on my two other national shows by reading it, because it really sums things up. You've heard me say here many times, he's obnoxious, he's a braggadocio. I mean, it's beyond the realm of understanding. But the man is a proven success in any field he's ever gone into. And I cited those accomplishments at the beginning of this show to show you that it's real. It's very real. And not only is this real, but I expect it will continue, and I think our economy will continue to grow. We're 6 months into the Trump presidency, and it's worth asking, when you eliminate all these fantasies of the left, you know what you got left? You got something substantial. And this is something substantial. And our time in this country is being significantly wasted for the things we could accomplish and the money we're spending, because of these wild goose chases. What you do is you find a crime, and then you serve a strong indication of a crime. You send in a special investigator. If it comes out to be something serious, you indict. And if it reaches the next level, you convict. I can't think of one thing that falls into that category yet with the Trump administration. But all this time has been spent by the rabid left, who can't get over the fact that the Republicans won this election, not that Trump won it. I want to make sure I don't give the Republicans any credit. I can't stomach them. I'm no longer a member of the Republican Party. I can't stomach them. There are very, very few. Even the ones with the big names. Trey Gowdy, who I thought was terrific, is... Persecution and prosecution attempts to Hillary Clinton, nothing ever happened. Nothing. It's all over the country. It's just nothing ever comes to fruition. And it's because we don't have a leader who can turn to Congress and say we're going to have a special congressional meeting just for Republicans, which they're entitled to do, and say, how much more of this crap do you want to take? You want to stand up for your rights? You want to get reelected? It's going to be a tough election coming up because the Republicans, for example, have had years to turn Obamacare around, and they have messed this up so badly. It's 7 years to try to figure out what to do with Obamacare. And it's like they just started on it last week. This is the situation we're in. Jared Kushner, now in the hot seat. And I don't know if he's really in the hot seat. I think some of the things he's done were on the basis of being a novice as Donald Trump Jr. And if there's any legality attached to it, you're gonna Robert Mueller's gonna find it. I don't think there is, but why not start an investigation into Bonnie Frank and the illegal vote win in the election of Minnesota? Why not start an investigation into Maxine Waters and her activities, illegal activities? What happened with the investigations of Lois Lerner, Eric Holder? Nothing. Loretta Lynch should also be behind bars. When it's a Democrat, he or she can do anything they please, with reckless abandon, I might add. So Kushner confirmed four contacts with Russians during his father-in-law's presidential campaign or after the election, describing the encounters as unmemorable and denied colluding with the Russian government to help Trump win. Let's set up, it's just like looking at the net worth of the Republicans versus the net worth of the Democrats. Democrats are worth more. Let's set up something with Obama, Hillary Clinton, and a whole bunch of other of those disgusting fakes, and find out if there have been more attempts at collusion with Russia than with Trump and the Republican Party. Hands down, the answer is yes. Look what happened with the 33,000 missing emails, the Benghazi investigation. I could go on and on. And what are the repercussions? Absolutely nothing. Does this make you as angry as it makes me? If I weren't doing this radio show, I probably would say, hey, I'm not going to sit, and I love politics. I mean, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't love politics. But if I weren't doing this radio show, I'd pretty much say I don't think I'm going to be watching the news. I just don't. Because it's gotten to a point where it's really not worth it. However, it's something that I have to do. It's something that I'll continue to do in the best interest of providing the truth as I see it. I don't have a political agenda. I really don't have one. I am for everything this country stands and this Constitution stands. But I'm not a member of any organization. I'm not a member of any secret party. I'm not part of the shadow government. I just want to see America the way it used to be, just like I want to see health care. You know, when I talk about health care, I'm not sure that it can't be. Why not just bring back the old system? And add to it pre-existing conditions. Stu Taylor, thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalk Radio.